This is News Radio 560 KPQ. Our sunrise today in 1 minute, but we have other news to deal with right now. Kevin?
Yes, we want to welcome in Representatives Mike Steele and Carrie Condonna from the 12th District for our Friday chat that occurs at this time every Friday. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hello there.
How is the weather over in Olympia? I've been told it's gotten quite nice over there.
Well, in comparison to the 12th District, it has not gotten nice, but at least it's not raining this morning. It's overcast.
It is not raining. It's amazing.
True. If it isn't raining on the west side in February, you've won the day.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Mike, we just passed a major second deadline. The first deadline was last week when everything had to get out of committee. Tell us about this most recent deadline that happened this week, and if there's been any surprises, either good surprises or bad surprises, that came out of that deadline.
Yeah, well, we did pass the fiscal deadline from this last week, and I would say there were surprises. Most of them were not good. I would say the sheer volume of bills, as we've been saying all along, has been pretty incredible, and that continues to be incredible. And the work and load that we've got for the floor action has been just intense. We were here late last night, and we're going to be on the floor all day today. And it looks like we may work in through the entire weekend. So we're just hanging on for the ride at this point.
And Carrie, what does the fiscal deadline mean? I understood it has to get out of your House's committee by Friday of last week, but now we've passed the fiscal deadline. What does that step mean?
Well, these are bills that have money attached to them. So this is the Appropriations Committee primarily and the Revenue Committee, which is Finance. So by Tuesday night, we worked all day Saturday, all into late Monday, all into late Tuesday to get all these bills. Never seen this many bills come out of appropriation. There's billions of dollars of spending that's been put out. They all had to be out by Tuesday at midnight. We finished at 11:30, I believe it was. And the revenue bills are all out. So now all the pieces for the budget are basically on the table. So now next Monday or a week from Monday, you'll see the first budget come out of the Senate, and then the next day you'll see one come from the House. And, of course, these will both be Democrat budgets because they're in charge. So all the pieces are on the table, and now when they put the budget together, they have a week to do it.
Can we get some updates on some of your bills that you guys have been sponsoring? I know, Mike, you got some good news regarding that service animal bill that you had proposed.
We did. You know, we passed that bill off the House floor, 98-0. I'm really excited about the changes that bill will make across the state and the opportunities it will afford the disabled community. I mean, working with those folks, this was a really important bill to them because it creates an equity access that they've been after for a long time. Folks that misrepresent these service animals do a disservice to the disabled community because they are affecting that access to these public spaces. And I'm really excited about the changes it's going to make and really glad that it had such unanimous support.
And that bill would make it a civil infraction of $500 for people to misrepresent their animals as service animals.
That's correct.
Is that a problem? I know you got that idea from a business owner when you were doing some of your touring around the 12th District. Is that something that you get the sense that is actually kind of a pretty big problem?
You know, it's a much larger problem than you think. During testimony in committee, we heard from folks that had issues with people that brought in peacocks trying to board planes, tarantula spiders as emotional support animals, boa constrictors, turtles. All of these things are being misrepresented as comfort or service animals, and they're not. Service animals are highly trained, as you know, and they take thousands and thousands of hours to perfect their service, as well as thousands and thousands of dollars to afford. So it's really unfortunate when you have people out there abusing the system just because they want to have their Pomeranian in a purse at dinner.
I always laugh when you say Pomeranian.
Carrie, you have your property tax bill. There's other bills, too. Give us an update on kind of what's going on there.
Well, we had kind of an exciting situation last night. One came out of the blue. For 3 years, I've been trying to get a bill passed on liquor. If you go to the liquor store or to a Safeway or any other major retailer, some places you'll put the product on the till, and it'll be the same price as the label. But at some stores, it'll say like $11.50, and when you get to the till, it's $15 because they don't add the taxes, liquor taxes. So we passed a bill last night that said all liquor must be priced at the till price. And this is a great thing. I talked to a Safeway checker last night. I thought she was going to jump over the counter when I told her. She said, I get complaints all day long. People wonder why it's priced at $11, and then it's $14.50 when you get to the till. It's a kind of deceptive practice. Of course, the liquor community had all their lobbyists here fighting back because they like the lower prices. But we did pass it out. It has a few little glitches we've got to fix in the Senate. But this is a consumer protection bill, I think, one of the best we've put out this year. And I'm really excited because I've had it out there for 3 years, and the chairman of the committee finally said, enough is enough. We need to do this.
We're talking with Kara Condotta and Mike Steele, your representatives from the 12th District. Gentlemen, could you tell us why this is such a short session? Why 60 days? Because it's more difficult to get things done.
Well, it certainly is. As you know, we used to only convene every other year as a legislature, and then through an initiative process, the citizens said, we need you guys meeting more often because you're going overtime constantly. So this 60-day session was designed to be the supplemental portion of the biennial budget that we create. So we get together to do that, and it should be only 60 days.
That didn't work very well, did it?
Yeah, another great idea. Say Pomeranian so we can laugh.
Yeah, that's right, Pomeranian.
Thank you.
Pomeranian in a purse, that's what it is.
It's always a punchline.
A service octopus. I don't know if you
said that. The day they come into the store with the service rattlesnake, that is the day that I'm like, I am out. I am done at that point.
For a reptile, they're friendly. Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, thanks so much. We'll look forward to talking to you next Friday, as we do every Friday again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.